Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's NBA playoffs tonight. Cleveland Cavaliers at Toronto in their opening round series. Cavs lead the Raptors 3-2. Also tonight, Detroit at Orlando, where the Magic have a 3-2 advantage. On the ice in the NHL, Tampa Bay at Montreal. Canadiens up 3-2. Buffalo takes a 3-2 lead to Boston tonight. Vegas at Utah, where the Golden Knights are also up 3-2. Football, Columbus Aviators host the Houston Gamblers at 8 o'clock tonight at historic Crew Stadium. Baseball, Columbus Clippers at home at Toledo. Cleveland Guardians in Sacramento to face the Athletics. Guardians tied with Detroit for first in the AL Central. Athletics lead the AL West, and the Cincinnati Reds, who are atop the NL Central, open the series in Pittsburgh with the Pirates tonight. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring. Sleep better. Live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
Today's going to be a day. I can feel it.
I think there's going to be some fighting, some cussing. Never know what's going to happen next.
Some effing.
Maybe some screwing. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see.
The booze cart's coming out at some point today. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right.
The booze cruise. Let's do it. What was that cruise that the Vikings had? What lake was that?
That was Lake Titicaca. Anytime I don't know the name of a lake, it's always Lake Titicaca.
I like Lake Titicaca.
Lake Titicaca.
Where is Lake Titicaca for real? Is that South America?
South America, I think so.
It's somewhere like near the Amazon? How do you spell the...
Teddy, when you were banging down in Panama, did you ever take a little trip to Lake Titicaca?
I heard about adventures there, but I never made it there, unfortunately.
It is... straddling.
Of course it is. Titicaca is always straddling.
It straddles the border between Peru and Bolivia.
There you go.
Lima, Peru.
Lake Titicaca.
You could take a motorboat there, probably.
Motorboat the Titicaca?
La Paz, Bolivia.
Man, Teddy, you really have hit the skids, haven't you?
What are you talking about?
3 minutes into the show, already don't know what's going on.
Can you believe it's May already? Can you believe?
That's for us.
No. I woke up this morning.
That's for us.
I said, I can't believe it's May. Can't believe it.
At least he is not a book burner. At least I don't have to get pissed off at my wife anymore because she hits me with that stupid Justin Timberlake meme for like the last 5 or 6 weeks. And she doesn't even know how to like actually work. And she's like, "Hey, you know what? When April's done, it's gonna be May." I'm like, "That's really not that funny when you do it that way. You've got to come up with a more clever way." It's like how we kind of hit you with the Walker told me I have AIDS. You gotta think of a better way to get to the Justin Timberlake part.
Well, I'm glad it's May. May's a beautiful month.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, love it.
The reason I love it, and I just did a little hit with television's Adam King. We're talking about golf. We did a little 4 or 5 minute golfy segment because what's later this month? What gets fired up? The Memorial. We're in the month now where Memorial Week hits us. I cannot wait for that.
Why didn't you ask me to do a little golf talk on the TV with you? I could have come in as Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
We should have done it. Honestly, we should have done it.
How are you?
I took my booklet in there just as a security blanket.
What booklet?
Last year's Shimmer Shammer, the program. That's right.
The memorial program?
The memorial program that had the epic photo of Jack and Barb.
Yeah. It's a great photo.
She's the honoree.
Let's go to jail Friday. Who's the honoree this year?
It's a good question. They have one. I know they have. No, it's not Chi Chi. Long live Chi Chi, though. I love him. He could definitely be a posthumous honoree.
Shooter McGavin?
He's done a lot for golf.
Yeah.
He was on Team Real Golf in Happy Gilmore 2. He's trying to preserve the game that we love.
Teddy?
David Graham, he won the 1980 Memorial Tournament.
That's going to draw him in.
He's Australian. Australian, not South American.
Oh.
Australian.
A Jeff Graham.
Yeah.
Jeff
played
Graham
for your
football?
Bears and the Buckeyes,
good
of course.
Buckeye.
Yeah, but played for your Bears.
That's right, did.
Graham Couch?
Graham Couch? It's Graham Nash.
Graham Couch, that Lansing reporter? Does that sound right?
I don't know, yeah.
Did I just make up a name?
Tim Couch?
Yeah. No, I'm not confusing him with Tim Couch.
Don't forget Scotty Graham, who played for the Buckeyes as well, running back.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Crackers?
No, you can't go to an object.
Why not?
I don't think that's part of the game.
Same spelling. It's a Graham.
Uncle Cracker.
That's with a K.
Doesn't matter.
Graham Rahal.
Follow me, everything is all right.
Not to be confused with the band Cracker that had the hit Low.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Also Cracker with a K?
No, C.
Cracker with a C. It's a good 90s band.
Oh, I love Cracker.
Yeah, had that CD that you're referencing.
It's good.
Definitely throw that on. Have a good time.
All right, go to jail Friday. Get in touch with us on X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Also, email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. If you're saying, is the show going to be as unstructured as the first 7 minutes has been so far,
I
the answer is going to be yes. Plus, pick your parlay. Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. I have the names of the horses here, which every single radio show in the world will go down the list of the names of the horses, and we are no better. The favorite to win tomorrow is Renegade at 5-1 odds. You like the Renegade?
Renegade, I don't know. Is the
Sticks?
I was wondering, is the Renegade Chicago-based for Sticks or Pittsburgh-based because they adopted that song before Steelers games? That's the one they play, right?
Yeah, between the third and fourth quarter.
Oh, mama, I'm in fifth all my life. That one. I don't know. I like the name, though.
Renegade's number one horse. Number two horse is Albus. He's 50-1 odds.
Albus.
Yeah.
What's an Albus?
What's an Albus with you?
Yes.
Number three horse is Intrepido.
Ooh, Intrepido.
55-1 odds. He sucks. Number four is Litmus Test. I like that name.
That's
34-1.
Take the Litmus Test.
Right to Party was the number five horse, but he's been scratched.
That was a Beastie Boys
sabotage there. Yeah, a little sabotage involved.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe so.
Number six horse is Commandment. 7-1 odds. So good odds on Commandment.
The 11th Commandment.
Sure. Number seven is Dan and Bourbon. It's a new yogurt flavor that I'm excited to try.
Is Uncle Jesse pumping it up?
14-1 odds.
Not bad.
Number eight, So Happy, 6-1.
So Happy.
Number nine, The Puma, 8-1.
The Puma. My horse.
That's your horse, the Puma?
That's my horse, the Puma.
Number 10 is Wonder Dean. That's 2-1 odds. That's actually Paula Deen's horse.
I thought that was Dean Evison's horse.
No, Paula Deen gets on there and just yells slurs the entire race, which will go over very well at the Kentucky Derby. Number 11, Incredibolt, 27-1 odds. And it's Chief Wallaby at 9-1 odds. That's the number 12 horse. Silent Tactic was number 13. Scratched. Scratched. Silent Tactic. Is that what we're doing in Iran? Silent Operation Silent Tactic?
Didn't seem very silent to me.
Right.
Seems very loud.
Number 14 horse is Potente.
What? Potente?
Potente? 23-1 odds. Number 15 is Emerging Market. That's an 11-1 odd on Emerging Market.
That's not what we have in our economy.
We're already established. We're not emerging.
Yeah.
What's an emerging market?
We seem to be dwindling.
Talk about like a Bolivia. Is that an emerging market?
Bolivia? Down there in La Paz? Sure. Maybe Lima, Peru?
Pavlovian?
Like a Pavlov's dog?
52-1 odds. Six Speed, the number 17 horse.
How many horses we got here?
23. I'm going through all of them.
Is that many horses in the Derby?
Yes.
In the main race?
Six Speed, 40-1. Further Ado.
There was like 10 or 12.
7-1. Further Ado.
Further Ado.
7-1.
Without.
Golden Tempo, not to be confused
Golden
with
Tate.
Golden Tate or Golden Shower. Number 19 horse, 36-1 odds.
Come up with another Golden, I dare you.
Al Golden.
All right.
Yeah. What are you going to do now?
Golden Hahn. Nope.
What? Gets Goldie Hahn, know, you moron.
I know.
Come up with another Golden. Full Effort. Scratched. Not Full Effort.
Half-assed. Embarrassing.
Great White, number 21. 29-1 odds. Ocelli? 50-1 odds. And then Robusta, the type of coffee you like to drink. 50-1 odds. That's the number 23
horse. That's that Italiano coffee. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Where are you at with the Kentucky Derby? Is this something that you got to make sure that you're seeing the race?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I'm kind of out on it.
I hate horse racing. I hate
My Uncle Charlie would come back from the dead and wring my neck for my stance on horse
racing.
You're
not interested in it?
My uncles were all Baltimore, Maryland race guys. They would live at the horse tracks. If they could smell if a horse track was in the region. And then they would find their way there to be placing some bets. But it's just never been my thing. And I've tried pretending like I was interested in the Kentucky Derby. I've tried to pretend. I'm sorry to say this, Teddy, but some of the big NASCAR races. And this is not me saying.
Stop pretending.
If you love it, if that's
what?
Your thing, it's all
who you
good.
Are, Timmy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm watching golf. I'm watching basketball. I'm doing the things that I do. Everyone that loves this, more power to you. But I'm not. I don't have to find myself around the couch just to watch that 5 minutes.
What kind of weather are we doing tomorrow?
Weather's going to be...
Going to be in the slop?
Bagpipes.
Sloppies?
I don't know about down there, but I think up here, the rain's supposed to clear, but it's supposed to be nice and chill.
Ross Bjork, made me laugh out loud today. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to a crash that's in the left lane if you're on eastbound 70 downtown between the 71 West Split and 4th Street. And we've got stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the south side between Frank Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on The Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and The Fan 3.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, expect it to be mostly cloudy and cool with highs in the mid to upper 50s and breezy winds. We'll turn partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s, and a frosty start is possible for Saturday, then turning mostly sunny with highs in the mid 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Let's go to jail Friday. Get in touch with us. Any way you want. On X, at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
I have another request for our fine listeners. I'm looking for, if this show were to name our horse, something that's kind of in the middle of funny and ridiculous, but it's maybe kind of deep in the weeds on the things that we have discussed recently, what would that be?
What would the Kentucky Derby horse name be for this show?
Because what I've got right now that I kind of like is Weeknight Sandwich or Weeknight Sandwich. Maybe use your spelling. Because it's an ode to me not being allowed to have a nice cold cut. We've discussed that many times. It's go to jail Friday. Sarah is constantly behind bars for preventing me from having a nice sandwich for a weeknight dinner.
How about this? How about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're spitballing. We can take the whole show to come down to the last name or have a top five.
You know, would you rather listen to this show or I'd rather be dead? That could be the horse name. I'd rather be dead.
Okay.
What do you think about that? I'd rather be dead. Teddy would.
Rather be dead. Office or weeknight sandwich.
How about Tuesday Ted?
Tuesday Ted or Wednesday. Tuesday, it could be like Tuesday / Wednesday Ted or just, yeah, no, Tuesday
we
Teddy.
We got to pick one.
Tuesday Teddy, I think. It's got to have the Y for it to be more horsey. Like
choke time?
That's called sometimes choke time, coach.
Timmy, what's your favorite code that you get from McDonald's? What's that?
BH69?
He's never actually gotten it from McDonald's, but he wants to get it.
I've gotten BH67 before. It's the closest I've ever gotten.
What about switch the samples?
Yep.
To switch the samples.
A sample switcher, maybe, to throw kind of a reversal on that.
Well, yeah, and, you know, in horses, when they're being bred, they have different samples that produce the offspring, and so that would fit right in.
Sire the mares, is that right?
Could we call it Richard Kimball's sample or something? I don't know. Is that too...
Probably copyrighted.
Too copyright. Kimball's sample. What's something Field of Dreams-ish? That's My Corn.
That's My Corn is a great horse name. I was going to go with Midnight Abortion. But That's My Corn.
That ran through my head, too. We can't just have a horse called it'd have to be No Midnight Abortions. Peace, Love, Dope? Could that be a horse?
Yeah, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
How about Nazi Cow?
I like it.
At least he is not a book burner, you Nazi cow.
All right. What did I tease? Oh, Bjorky, Ross Bjork made me laugh out loud. So for the spring game, if you were in attendance and you decided to go get yourself a nice refreshing concession, they asked you.
That sounded funny the way.
Refreshing concession.
Refreshing concession.
That's the horse's name. Refreshing concession. They asked you, would you like to round up? For Buckeye NIL.
Yeah.
I forget exactly the term they used for it, but, you know, and people thought that was ridiculous. Most people did. But Bjorky talked about that. He was talking to the Lantern.
Student paper.
Yeah. The Lantern's Jack DeWick.
We have a little stinger for that, don't we?
That's his.
Jack and Dick.
His name is Jack D-I-W-I-K.
I'm sorry,
how
Jack.
How would you know to say that?
I'm sorry, Jack DeWick. It's Jack, not personal.
Jack this is, and Dick.
That's just our stupid show. Jumps up and bites you every now and then. I'm sure you're a tremendous young lad.
He said, here's
keep
where
doing
the
what you do.
Here's where the idea came from to round up. He said, I frequent Nutter Hardware, Nutter Ace Hardware.
Stop! Oh,
this is what Bjorky said!
None of this is a real thing.
This is Jack and Dick.
This whole thing is AI generated.
Did you
pull this from the Facebook post that say that Ryan Day has, you know, adopted 7 children? What is this?
I frequent Nutter Ace Hardware in Upper Arlington, and when I check out there, I can round up to Children's Miracle Network.
Oh,
so the concept is not new. In this era, people want to invest. They want to invest in our players. They want to give directly to our athletes, and now we have avenues to do that. That money that was raised and generated, and this was kind of the first time we did it, and we'll do it going into the football season, that money will just go into our Champions Fund and the Buckeye Club.
Man.
That offsets any sort of revenue sharing that we're going to provide to the athletes. So he says, because he goes to the Nutter Ace Hardware in UA,
yeah,
and he donates the Children's Miracle Network, you know, for sick and dying children.
Right, right.
That the equivalent...
Or, you know, feeding the needy in town, if it's a roundup at Kroger for the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, whatever that might be. We've all seen the roundup. Dick's Sporting Goods does it for youth sports programs across the country. We've done that.
Between the Children's Miracle Network and Jeremiah Smith.
And rich college athletes.
Nothing.
Now? Yeah.
But then, you know what, though? Look, and I said this at the time, and I'll say it again. As ridiculous as this is, and you probably shouldn't use the Nutter Ace Hardware with the Children's Miracle Network, but if people want to give and they want to round up and donate, they know where it's going. Go ahead.
Yeah, but
I got no problem with it.
No, I don't have a problem with it, but if we're just sort of like testing the waters as to what people think about making that an option, didn't we do the polls on this the day after we heard it was a thing? I posted a question. I mean, it's about 9 out of 10, it seems, would never in a million years click the roundup option. And that's only, you know, between 99 cents and between a penny and 99 cents. That's what they're not willing to put forth here. I just, when you talk about investing in people, yeah, like that's something that we do. But I don't know if that's the fans' obligation to do for the players that you're trying to recruit. You see what I'm saying? I think that's for them to do. We all support Ohio State.
Here's what Bjorky said.
In our own ways.
He said, we want all fans to feel like they can do their part. Whether it's 50 cents because they round it up, whether it's $50,000 at a Saddle Up event, or $5 million to give to a faculty project or endowment. Those are things we want people to sink their teeth into, that everyone's a Buckeye. And let's try to capitalize on this new era and these new conversations we can have. $5 million for a little endowment? I wish I had a little endowment.
What do you mean you want?
Wish I was well endowed.
Well, I don't wish that.
I bet you Jack DeWick is well endowed.
Jack and Dick.
I'm sure he does a very good job writing for the Lantern. It was a fine interview.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the other part, too, about the jersey sponsorships?
I did.
How there might be upwards of 2?
He said.
Not upwards, but I guess a maximum of 2, where we haven't seen this yet. But this is something that we know is coming, and they don't have a sponsor yet that they're ready to talk
about.
He
says, we can have Nike, we can have the Ohio State logo, and we can have up to 2 additional sponsor logos talking about on the jersey. We're active in the marketplace. We don't have anything announced yet. We don't have anything across the finish line. We're working with various companies right now to try and land something that would be meaningful financially, but also tastefully done. Tasteful news.
Keyword is taste.
We want to make sure it's integrated well. Tastefully done. What do you think tastefully done means?
Like how with the Cincinnati Reds, you got that beautiful Kroger sponsorship.
It's a nice patch
on the left sleeve.
Yeah.
Like with the Orioles, You got that amazing T. Rowe Price logo with the little ram head right there.
Ram.
Stuff like that. You got to make sure that it fits, that it looks right on the uniform, and it can't be too big. We can't go straight to soccer jerseys where the sponsorship takes over the uniform. That's not going to happen. This is going to be a...
Dipping
your toes in the waters. Right, not right now. Maybe in 20 years, it does look like that. I actually don't think that it will. I think that that's a line that most of the American-based sports besides soccer are going to stick to. You're seeing it with the NBA.
Timmy, there's no lines anymore, buddy. There are lines I thought were unmovable. And the last 10, 15 years in sports, they've been moved.
That's true, too.
I mean, I didn't think we'd ever get to a point where we are today with some stuff. And we have. So this notion that at some point in American sports, you won't have a soccer-style sponsor
right
front and center on the jersey. I don't say it can never happen.
I never thought I'd like movies about gladiators, but here we are.
Oh, you so like them.
Anything can happen.
Oh, you like them. Crazy coaches run up a hell of a tab. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for slowdown due to an accident that's at the intersection of Hague Avenue and Steele Avenue. We also have a crash on the right shoulder of westbound 70 after Miller Avenue, causing some holdup there on the east side. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. By the way, we are, 10 days away from the 1-year anniversary?
Yeah.
Of the debut of this show.
That's funny you brought that up because we recently got a message from Fish about...
That said, you're fired.
you know what? Hey, it's been fun. It's been fun if that's all that it is. But I know, what was the email? The announcement of the show? Like, that was the anniversary that he sent us. So I'm more looking forward to the anniversary of 1 year doing it, actually, which is coming up.
What day did we do that? Like the 10th, 11th?
Didn't you take a week and a half?
I did.
And me and Bone were going at it for a week and a half before we started this up and he moved to the mornings.
I think Bone did some work with Tyvus. I don't think it was with you the entire time.
Maybe we split, yeah.
I didn't want to go. Hey, bye, Bone, on a Friday and then come back on Monday and it's a brand new show. I wanted to take a little bit of time and breathe.
Oh, I agree with it. I mean, you do a show with him for 12 years. It was an amazingly long run. How many guys in local radio stay together for 12 years doing the show every single day?
How long was Jack and Dick on for?
Jack and Dick.
No way.
Skip and Dom didn't make it 12 years.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No. I mean, you're getting up there. You're getting up there with like the Mike and the Mad Dog type of names.
I don't know if they made it 12 years.
Do you not think? I bet they did. They're some of the early pioneers.
All right, how much does a crazy coach cost? Well, the answer is $11 million. Jenner and Block, the Chicago-based law firm contacted by Michigan to investigate former coach Sherrone Moore, has just submitted their tab. The investigation's complete. It's all over. They wanted to see if the coach was banging the secretary and... for $11.5 million, this law firm came back and said, yes.
Wow.
He was. $11.5 million.
My God.
To head the investigation into Sharon Moore.
Says they vastly increased the scope of the investigation after initially being brought on to investigate what was then an alleged inappropriate relationship between Moore and former staffer Paige Shiver or Shiver, looked into how that relationship was able to continue in the manner that it did without oversight. That, in conjunction with all these other scandals that dated back to Jim Harbaugh, even Juwan Howard, who is their X-Men's basketball coach. I actually forgot for a brief second when Juwan Howard, because I don't know if you knew this, they had the entire Fab Five doing a separate broadcast. Separate knob
for the national championship.
And yeah, Juwan Howard was sitting there and he seemed like he was totally cool and, you know, fitting in with the guys. And I thought they had all had some, well, we know they had some tension. We just listened to the Doug Gottlieb group. Right. We know that Chris Webber and Jalen Rose had some periods where they were not on speaking terms, but they were all, you know, like laughing and having a good time together. And I completely forgot that Juwan Howard was their head basketball coach, going from one of the most famous players of all time, doing quite well in a short stint, and then having an incredible crash out. Didn't he slap/punch Greg Gard?
Yes.
Wisconsin coach on the sideline? Like, just some really, really ugly stuff. But that number, even for an athletic program like Michigan, seems staggering to have to pay.
Mary Kay Cabot, we refer to her as the Cabbage on this show. She had a little report, was it yesterday or the day before, about how Deshaun Watson is primed to be QB1 after the early days of minicamp.
Yeah, says that Shador and Deshaun Watson both were getting first-team reps for the, you know, the off-season minicamp here that has come and gone. And in the end of that, it was Deshaun that was getting more of the first-team reps than Shador Sanders. So this has kind of been neck and neck with what fans think. Who's going to be the day one starter for the Browns, Shador or Deshaun Watson? What once seemed like an afterthought of Deshaun ever playing again with the Browns after the statement that ownership put out about him, admitting that the whole thing was just a complete embarrassment and it was done. Now there seems to be a chance that he plays.
Now, Shiloh Sanders...
Shiloh, the brother.
The brother.
That didn't make it with the Bucks, right?
Yeah, that's a shame. He didn't care for that report from Mary Kay Cabot, because, of course, he thinks his brother, I guess, should and will be the starting quarterback for the Browns. So he responded with, go make a sandwich, Mary.
Oh!
Which is
not very nice.
Just a wonderful
very
thing
sexist.
To do. Very wonderful thing to do. And people took it as a sexist comment because it is
it
one.
Is.
Now, to Mary's credit, she didn't call him a sexist. She did say, I can make a mean grilled cheese with him. I'm sure Mary can.
It's pretty nice comeback.
Actually, you know what?
By Mary.
I read it wrong because I can't read. She said, I can make a mean grilled cheese with ham. I'm sorry.
Oh, throw a little ham on there.
Now, I have a problem with that. First of all, Shiloh
putting
Sanders.
Putting a little ham
stupid.
Slices on a grilled cheese?
No. Hold on a second.
All right.
Shiloh's stupid. He's a sexist. You know, daddy likes to pretend like he's very cordial. Makes all the players at Colorado call women miss. Oh, we're going to be polite to all the ladies. Except
right.
we're telling them to get in the kitchen and make a
right.
sandwich, right? Anyway, he's an idiot. That goes without saying. He's being piled on. He should. Here's my problem with the grilled cheese with the ham.
to the important thing.
Right,
here.
Exactly.
Hey,
have you listened to the show?
Get to the food item.
You know what we're about here, all right?
What don't you like about it?
I like everything about it. But if you invite me over for grilled cheese, I want a grilled cheese. Okay, we call too many things grilled cheese. What we have there is a hot ham sandwich. That's what we have. You have made me a hot ham sandwich, a panini, if you will. It is not a grilled cheese. We've bastardized what a grilled cheese is.
You're telling me that grilled cheese with a little bit of ham on it.
No, that's a ham sandwich.
It's going to be the exact same thing than if I was going in with my full intention of giving you a panini where I'm not going to be using nearly as much cheese. You're wrong about this.
No, I'm not wrong about this.
The cheese content, I'm going to use 2-3 slices, or better yet, why go slices? Because I want a better melt point. I'm going to get my fine cheese, and I'm going to shred off the block, and I'm going to pile that cheese
onto that bottom slice. It sounds
delicious.
And then
the ham is just going to be one little, like, sliver.
Well, then what the hell's the point of that? This is stupid.
Meat to it, a little protein, a little
flair. That's not a little protein, that's garnish at that point. Are we making a sandwich or are we making a sandwich?
We're making a grilled cheese with a little ham on top.
No.
You know what? You can have a little Yoo-Hoo with a little rum in it.
Rumpelstiltskin?
He's a good man.
No.
So are you, except for right now,
Teddy,
when you're speaking like an idiot about grilled cheese.
If I say to you, come over to the house, I'm going to make you a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
And then I give you a hot ham sandwich. What's the response?
Hot ham sandwich.
Are you talking about putting ham on the grilled cheese?
Ham on top of the grilled cheese. Yeah,
No, it's inside. Well,
yeah, inside.
It's a sandwich?
So it's like a grilled cheese with ham sandwich. Yeah, I'm all for that. I think it's fantastic.
Sounds good.
It's not about sounding good. It is good.
It is good.
Your sandwich that you're talking about, you're going to pile the ham. The ham is the main part, not the cheese over here. You're going to have more ham on yours. I'm going to have more cheese and then a little bit of ham.
It's like a little chipped ham like your wife
and
likes.
A little bit of cheese on top.
Touch of ham?
Yeah, you're going to stuff that shaved, chipped ham. What kind of cheese are you going to put on top of that ham? A little provolone? What about a Swiss? A little Amish Swiss?
That would be pretty good.
Well, I mean, ham and Swiss. I mean, that's
good.
You can't go wrong with anything.
Thousand Island dressing.
Ham and cheddar.
American cheese.
American cheese? Really, it's the most wonderful melting cheese of all time.
Yeah.
Any of these cheeses that we've mentioned will be good, and I would gladly accept for a little weekend ham sandwich snack.
I'm just saying, they used to have that restaurant chain. It was from Cleveland. They expanded way too fast. It was called Melt. We had a couple locations down here, right?
They were really
good.
And
their whole thing was, grilled cheese. And it was good.
But they did a lot of bigger, sandwiches.
But I'm sorry, you can't tell me it's a grilled cheese if you have pierogies in the middle of it.
All right, pierogies.
Come on now.
I'm with you.
These are just hot, melty sandwiches.
I'm with you on pierogies, but I don't know what Mary Kay's grilled cheese is going to look like.
Well,
give it a
Mary Kay, get in the kitchen and make us one. Bring it down here.
Shit.
And Shiloh can eat it with us.
You're like Shiloh Sanders. You're a sexist pig.
I hate Shiloh. You know that.
Why don't you go cut the grass for me? Get out there and do me some man's work.
My wife wouldn't even know where the sandwich fixings are.
Your wife famously doesn't cook.
She does nothing.
Not cooking.
And that's okay. That's my domain. It's my kitchen. Tell her all the time. I say, get out of my kitchen.
How's that kitchen? How's the countertops?
Ooh, we got some new countertops.
Are they sparkling?
I'll tell you, they're white.
Yeah.
All right? They're like a white marbly sort of thing.
You got a bright kitchen now, don't you?
But you know, you
kind of have white cabinets. Don't you have white cabinets?
We do have white cabinets. Yeah. So you'd think it'd be too much white, but we're accenting with some woods and some coppers. It's very nice.
Wood is good.
Oh, wood's great.
You got like a pine?
Brings you, olive wood.
Whoa.
I got myself an olive wood.
Is it sanded?
Oh, of course it's sanded.
Is it oiled?
You got to oil it.
You got to, right?
Yeah.
It's got to have a nice sheen to it.
You're an idiot. Go to jail. Next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing a 10-minute holdup on eastbound 70 from West Broad Street to 71 on the west side. And watch for a slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 downtown between the 71 West Split and 4th Street. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
With Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll chat with Gene Sowers, who won the U.S. Senior Open the last time it was here at Scioto, plus SI.com's Gary Van Sickle.
Tina Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's Go to Jail Friday. We're going to do Pick Your Parlay, 5 o'clock. Lots of Kentucky Derby crap in the parlay today. Hey, I got some real shocking news for you. Ready for this?
What is it?
I hope you're sitting down.
I'm going to stand up then.
The Colts have officially declined their fifth-year option for quarterback Anthony Richardson.
Oh, there it is.
Also, water wet.
Yeah, I don't think it worked out with old A. Rich. Do you?
Well, they're trying to trade him.
Oh, and for what?
The problem is nobody wants
him. A bag of donuts?
Drop you like a bag of dirt.
Sag of potatoes.
Go to jail.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Well, one of them was sort of off the cuff, Mike. You were here today when I came in with my lunch. I had to change the plan because I told you I had my Mickey D's app up and going. And then I found out from Teddy that we had some impromptu meeting for 11:30.
By the way, I like how Teddy told us about the meeting and then subsequently did not come to the meeting.
Right, yeah. Well, we found out at 11 o'clock, and that was
you can
at 11:30.
You can make it in here by 11:30.
Well, you're down there in Canal. You're not all the way down there
in
Athens.
You can make it in here in a half hour.
Okay. I would have been a little stinky because I hadn't taken a shower yet.
Why have you not showered by 11 o'clock? It's the middle of the day.
I was working out on my treadmill.
You're running on the treadmill?
Yeah, I work out on the treadmill every morning.
Look at Ted. This is the both of you guys like evaporating. You, like you're losing weight. You're trying to hide it with these hoodies here.
Trying to hide it.
I know what's going on. I see your face shrinking. Your hair's getting long. Oh, your face is shrinking. You're going through something fierce, aren't you?
You want a piece of this, don't you? You want to see what's underneath the hoodie, don't you?
So, that did something to me. We come in, we find out it's the employee of the quarter. It's great. Lisa won it. Fantastic for her. That's great. So then I had to go and change the lunch plan. And let's just say I went to an establishment and they're known for their chicken. They're known for chicken sandwiches first and foremost. They don't even offer up burgers. It's not like I went to a fast food spot and then they also have chicken sandwiches.
Not Popeyes.
No. No.
Not the Bojangles.
No.
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 It's Chick-fil-A. I don't know why you just can't say it. Just say it.
Just say my name.
What are we doing? We're just dancing around it?
Heisenberg. So, I bring this back. I just get a water, a regular chicken sandwich, and a medium fry. Fries are good, okay? Fries are good.
Fries are good.
Pills are good. I bite into that sandwich. That was the worst excuse for a Chick-fil-A sandwich I have ever had in my life. There are standards. I have expectations when I go there because they're consistent.
Not
across
today.
The board, you heard my reaction,
Teddy,
raw, authentic reaction when I bit into that sandwich.
So there's nobody in the office because it's Friday and Fishy's not here and it's me and it's evil bald Colin and that's it for the entire office. And I'm there at my computer, my back is turned to Timmy and I'm just diligently working away, I'm typing away. And all I hear is this lunatic scream behind me, "This sandwich sucks!"
Wow.
And then you proceed into your rant, which you're about to do now.
Well, I have expectations when I order a sandwich that's a certain price and is always good. And I just, it just brought me back down to this feeling that I've had. And I know you've had these feelings too, where you just wonder out there in the world, like, is anybody caring enough? Like, do we care about what we're doing across the board? Are we bringing our best to work, to our families,
well, I can
to
answer
our relationships
that question for you. The answer
every
is no.
Single day, or is it all just gone?
It was never there. This utopian world that you think existed, where everybody woke up with a purpose and did their best, it's fictional, Timmy.
It's like my thought when the NCAA finally screwed up the big dance this week. That's another big jailbird. Jail for 1,000 years for the NCAA. Death sentence for them. We should get somebody else to run it. You shouldn't even get to have the name of that beautiful tournament for what you're doing. I truly think that maybe we don't get smarter as we go along. We just are trying to diminish our chances for doing something really dumb. Maybe that's all it is. And then most of us wind up doing that really dumb thing before it's all done. And you have what the NCAA did.
So
you have
someone
that gets fired. I don't know.
Are you more upset about the NCAA tournament needlessly expanding, or that your chicken artisan today at Chick-fil-A did not do their absolute best?
Don't make me pick between those two things, between a fine chicken and the NCAA tournament, which are two things that I greatly love, but if I don't hear from the headquarters down in Atlanta over this, I mean, Dave Holmes was invited to go down there anytime he wanted. I would look at his app. Him and me were always going to Chick-fil-A multiple times per week. His thing was stuffed with like 6 free sandwiches. Mine from, you know, Seth over there. Like, I never got any sandwiches. I did meet the nice owner of our Hilliard location once. He hooked me up with some sandwiches. Very nice guy.
Just your entire
existence, I wasn't at that location,
though. Just getting free sandwiches. Maybe you're part of the problem.
What are you talking about?
You're part of the problem because you wake up every single day
what
and you say, what can I get for free today?
That's not true.
That's right.
That's not true.
What can I get for free today? I'm on the radio. I'm Timmy Hall.
I would just like to be afforded the same opportunities as the other everyman. You get these app deals. I don't get them. Teddy gets the special YouTube TV. Ooh, would you just like the sports package? Then you would like to pay a little bit less because you're only watching sports and not news. Do I get that?
I don't know how many more signs you need. You go into the ocean. You get a stingray right in your foot. You got dogs biting you in the neighborhood. You don't get the deals. You don't deserve to be on this planet.
I know. I hear it.
The cosmos is telling you.
I see it. I'm not wanted in this world.
You go to jail. You!
I'm just going to go right on out of town. That's it.
I just saw the other day. We're going to bring back firing squads for the death penalty.
Well,
go ahead.
I'll volunteer. The other thing, too, jail for me because yesterday we were doing the 1996 Timmy time earlier.
Yeah.
And you heard me. I was playing around with some Dave Matthews Band cuts back there. Because, you know, one of my favorite songs of all time.
I got central heating and I'm all right.
Crash.
Yeah.
Crash came out on April 30, which is my anniversary to my lovely wife. So a big day. It was 30 years to the day yesterday. I didn't acknowledge that.
Yeah, you didn't get married 30 years
on the
ago.
Show. No. Crash came out, which was, of course, you know, filled my heart with love and joy, so I was even able to get married.
What's your favorite Dave song of all time?
Probably, it's a race between Ants Marching and What Would You Say, the two tracks on Under the Table and Dream of the first
both
album.
Both are great bangers.
John Popper is the harmonica player in What Would You Say?
There wasn't a lot of harmonica players to go around.
There was
recession
one.
Work. I'm just saying. You called Popper, and then it was, I don't know.
Don't cut my lifeline. You a doggy on a chain.
Some sad news if you're going to the Aviators game tonight. Actually, you know what?
No.
Just breaking. Some great news.
Wow.
Great news if you're going to the Aviators game tonight. All 13 of you.
Dress up, baby. I'm taking you.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 5-minute delay due to a crash that's in the right lane on westbound 70 on the east side after Miller Avenue. Police are on scene causing holdup from Livingston Avenue. And there's a 15-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Cincinnati Reds begin a series tonight in Pittsburgh. Reds going to play with a one-game lead atop the National League Central. Cleveland Guardians, who are tied for first in the AL Central, open a series in Sacramento against the Athletics. Columbus Clippers at home at Toledo tonight. NBA playoffs. Cleveland Cavaliers take a 3-2 series lead to Toronto. Also tonight, Detroit at Orlando with a Magic lead 3-2. NHL playoffs. Tampa Bay at Montreal. Canadiens up 3-2. Buffalo takes a 3-2 lead to Boston. Vegas at Utah with the Golden Knights have a similar 3-2 advantage. Football. Columbus Aviators host the Houston Gamblers tonight at historic Crew Stadium. That gets underway at 8 p.m. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. It's Go to Jail Friday. We did Timmy's Go to Jails. We'll do your Go to Jails peppered throughout the rest of the show.
Oh,
please
yeah.
Get in touch with us.
I see a lot of you guys are sending them in, so I appreciate
All right,
it.
Good. At Man and Timmy, 971 on X. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I think it's time for a little family ties. You know?
I love it. I still haven't seen it, but I feel like I
How
know it now.
Have you not seen this
I've
show?
Told you, I don't know how.
I got to tell you, between you not Million seeing Family years. Ties and you not knowing even about Perfect Strangers... With Coulson Larry and Balky?
I didn't know Balky Bertakamus. He seems like a funny dude.
Teddy, you weren't here for that on Tuesday.
Shows.
How floored are you?
I was shocked to hear that. Yes. That's amazing.
I'm in jail. I'm in jail 25 years for the Perfect Strangers miss.
What will we do, baby, without us?
What a good song, huh?
See, now, we contend.
You contend.
We contend.
You contend. Teddy contends.
There's no moment that can't be made better without this at the end of it.
Do you have the example of the Tom Hanks bit, the clip that we
this
played
was,
two or three weeks ago?
This was the original promo when Tom Hanks guest starred as Elise's drunk brother.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
Uncle
the
something. I forget what Michael J. Fox referred to him as.
This is the original promo that aired on NBC to promote the show, so you would watch it. Let's take a listen.
Uncle Ed, don't do that. Hey, give me those.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone! What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You get the hell out of my house.
You can hear him still doing the laugh cry.
While the, I don't know.
I'm sorry. So he was a drunk. He was actually drinking the vanilla extract in the pantry because they cleared all the booze out of the house.
I've heard of that before. Yeah, that's a real thing. That's a thing. All right. So where'd we leave off on?
So we left off on Iron Eagle. What you just said to me was gobbledygook.
This question right here.
Not this one.
No, that one. Yeah. Go to that. Start with that one.
You want to do the Iron Eagle again, or just
no? Don't do the Iron Eagle. Start with the next one.
Right. Last question, right here,
Shaq. Let's just say that a snake bit your mom right up here, right in the chest area. Would you be willing to suck the venom out to win the title?
No, but I will with your wife.
I ain't seen that one. Had you? No. I didn't know that one. That was a good one.
If I knew it, I forgot.
Kobe, how my ass did.
It wasn't funny. I wasn't laughing about anything.
The camera showed you laughing.
Okay, that's fine.
Commented about it.
That's fine. I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
All I'm saying is the camera showed
I'm
you
I'm just
laughing.
Telling you right now what I do every single week. Every single week. I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I study my ass off. I don't go out there and laugh.
Remember who that was?
It's Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson. What a bum he was, huh?
Derek Anderson.
He had a good year with the Browns.
Had a good year.
Had a good year. Good year tires.
I don't know if the noise is too much there that he can't hear me or what. I don't know.
No, we're in a pretty quiet area.
Okay, well, I'll try it again. Yeah, let's absolutely.
Here we go. Can you hear me, Matt?
Coach Paterno, I can hear you great, and I don't know if
can you
hear me.
Up?
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, Coach. I can't talk any louder than this.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, well, why don't we hand? You know what can I do? I can't. Can you hear me now?
Do you know what I just realized? Joe Pa thinks he's on with the Mad Dog. Is that what he said? Did he say, can you hear me, Mad Dog?
I didn't get that.
Play it up to that point and then just cut it off.
All right.
I don't know if the noise is too much there that he can't hear me or what. I don't know.
No, we're in a pretty quiet area.
Okay, well, I'll try it again. Yeah, let's absolutely.
Here we go. Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
Coach Paterno.
He did.
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
He thought he was on with Mad Dog Chris Russo.
Well,
he was in for a while.
I got to tell you, I've heard that about a million times. I've never picked up on that detail.
Me neither.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. All right, one more.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I had AIDS.
You got me.
I know.
And you ruined what I had coming up later.
I know.
You son of a bitch.
That was well placed.
I'm going to do it. I'm still going to do it, though.
It was well placed. You got to give it to me.
I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready
Teddy,
for it.
Teddy, pretty good. Come on, even for you.
Well, yeah, because I didn't realize that you got me, but I didn't realize that those were something that you had put in. I thought, you know, Common Man was just playing items, and I knew he wasn't going to play that because I know he was going to do something else today to get you.
Oh, so you know he had a way to get me.
He knows.
He had something later on the show.
And the roommate's into it, too.
Yes, so that's what I was surprised.
All right, we had some sad news earlier in the week. The Columbus Aviators sent out a release.
Yeah, it's just too bad.
That said, if you were coming to the game and expecting a Jim Tressel bobblehead,
see the email
you know, a
here.
Bobblehead from the coach who never coached
right. No,
your
doesn't
team,
coach the team
or
no.
Anything like that. But
never coached in that league.
If you came for the Jim Tressel bobblehead, they're all tied up in customs, and we don't have them for you for Friday, but we will give you a coupon.
Of course,
you can.
Hey, that's just as good
you can,
as a bobblehead.
get it at a later time when they do come in. But
that's a car. You might want to keep that one.
But
it's an IOU.
We got the word today that they did in fact arrive from the port, and they will have the bobbleheads available for the first 5,000 people.
As originally planned.
So you'll be able to see, touch, feel your Jim Tressel bobblehead. Unfortunately, it is black. He is a black Jim Tressel.
No, he's not. Was that the issue?
No.
They had to get him remade. This is not the Jim that I ordered.
No. They'll be there for the first 5,000 people.
He's got his sweater vest on with an Aviators logo on it.
Mm-hmm. Is he aware of this?
No.
You have to clear it with him? I mean, technically, could they just do a common man bobblehead and not tell me?
What would they have on it? Like, what would it be like?
I don't know. What would my bobblehead look like?
Just be a man just standing there?
That's what my bobblehead would look
doing
like? Just a dumb face?
Might be the face.
What would I do?
What
action pose would I have?
That's the problem.
I have headphones on, right? I have headphones bobbling. I've probably got a microphone in my hand.
Didn't we do this? Remember when the action figure trend was going on? Everybody was doing themselves into like a boxed action figure.
Oh, and like
I threw that. Me and the fam, we were, you know, goofing off one night. And I think mine had a golf cart, a basketball, and a ping pong paddle as the accessories. And then I was there in a full on velour tracksuit. It was when we were doing Tracksuit Fridays. By the way, jail for us for just abolishing Tracksuit Friday, because I think that would be a cool look. You could be in the bucket hat, headphones around your neck, but the bucket hat on, full Adidas tracksuit, your Italian horn chain kind of dangling right there. What pose are you doing? I don't know. Probably your arms are just like shoulder shrug.
Let's do some go to jail.
I don't know.
Go to jail coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for traffic slowing down at the intersection of East Main Street and Parsons Avenue due to an accident there. And we've got a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 270 on the East Downer Belt from Main Street to US 33. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Sometimes. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We've got a frost advisory overnight into Saturday morning across central Ohio. I'm forecasting overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. On Saturday, a lot of sunshine, dry but still cool at 53. Another frosty morning on Sunday morning. Then a lot of sunshine and high temperatures in the low 60s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I didn't know you were pulling it back. I thought you were still going to play it.
Well, no, because we already had one, so we can't You're play. Right. So I was going to save it for another day.
Well, we haven't broken that rule yet.
It's ruined
now. But I wanted to save it for another day because you didn't know anything about it.
I had Teddy put, instead of actually having weather, it was going to be the Walker told me I have AIDS.
I respect it.
You can't respect it. I didn't do it.
Well, yeah, but...
You bested me?
I did. I won today, but that doesn't mean you didn't go through the effort. Didn't that tell you something about how hard we're working on a Friday? I just wonder if the people out there respect it.
Respect how hard we're working at these petty games that no one cares about except for us?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Hey, it might be something different than what you're doing at work every day, but we're working hard at it nonetheless.
Want to do some go to jails?
I do.
Come on.
Let me start you off with one. This one was just for you from Anthony, my little visitors.
I have to eat so I can take my back pill.
My go to jail is you, Timmy. I also used to be a pretzel combo kind of guy.
Oh, I like where this is going.
But when Mike was singing the good praises of the cracker combos a few months ago, I tried them out, and I gotta tell you, I enjoy the cracker more than the pretzel now. They have a certain addicting quality to them that the pretzel ones don't. Hearing you besmirch the cracker combo name once a week is jailable. GTJ.
I want you to listen to me. And listen to me good.
I'm not going to.
No, listen to me.
So quit asking.
I deserve your respect for this moment. I have been on the air here at this radio station for 23 years. Nobody has hosted more shows on this station in its entire existence over 100 years.
I know.
More than me.
I know.
That email that you just read is the greatest accomplishment of my career. I can do nothing to top that.
But
nothing.
But I contend.
You contend.
Still between this three-man weave right here that we have of Teddy, myself, and you.
He has no taste buds.
Doesn't count.
He doesn't count. Look at him. He's 4 pounds.
Timmy is spot on.
The two of us.
Yeah.
Our team, Pretzel.
Yes.
And Anthony.
Anthony's my guy.
Anthony can go to jail.
No.
I think Anthony and Mikey.
Going to jail.
Are in the can.
Now, let's not talk. I mean, talk.
It's a nice one, though.
They're fine. Your product is fine.
When was the last time you had one? You had a good.
You brought some in.
We had a taste test here.
Yeah.
We switched the samples.
See, yeah. You're sort of like my wife, though, where you wouldn't even admit it even if you liked it better. She'll do this with me.
She
digs in, yeah, and I know that whatever it is,
no.
She likes it better, but she won't give me the satisfaction.
No, I don't like that. I don't care for that. I've done that before, sure.
Yeah,
but I do it all the time. No, I don't do it all the time. I've done it before. It doesn't mean I do it all the time. I'm human. Sometimes I was a little proud about something. You know, I have an admission for you. You want something here today?
I love it.
I have an admission for you.
I love it.
I have a food admission for you. And when we were doing that thing 6 months ago, whenever that was.
What thing?
I really did think in my heart about the Pillsbury toaster strudels. I really did think that those were superior and they were great. But I will admit, they really suck.
Tonight! And you wouldn't give me the satisfaction.
I tried.
You brought a toaster
in to make me one. One time they're still frozen. One time they're burning lava hot. They're too flaky.
If you keep
them in the freezer for too long.
A Pop-Tart.
They get freezer burn.
Is much more consistent.
I agree. Right. I'm making the admission.
I'm glad 6 months later we can have this conversation.
I just went
through 6 months of misery.
Would you rather it be never?
I'd rather be in the moment.
Would you rather me try to become a better person and apologize? I'm sorry. You were right. I was wrong. You're smart. I'm stupid. You're very attractive. I'm not that good looking.
He's just a common man.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's Cass. My morning glory cucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Richard Kimball doesn't feel well.
Timmy can go to jail. Great. The second one.
Hey, Cass knows what's up.
For the dolphin discussion the other day, Timmy mentioned that the most famous dolphin was the one from Pet Detective. That's fine. That's Snowflake. I knew the name on on the name.
That's right.
That's all I could come up with at the time. She's right about this one. However, he failed to mention Flipper.
Flipper, yeah. I did think
of Flipper. The 1996 box office smash hit starring Elijah Wood and a dolphin, Flipper.
Well, it also was a television show back in the day. Yeah.
The movie also featured smash hit of a song, Enroll to Me, by
Delamitri.
Delamitri. I can remember that CD.
Mom, pretty baby, is it everything you hoped it'd be? The right time, the wrong situation. The right time to roll to me.
The right time. Brush up on your dolphin knowledge, you loser.
You're right.
Go to jail.
Take it.
How much jail?
I'm gonna sentence you
dolphin
to
class
2 years.
You have to work at SeaWorld scrubbing the barnacles.
2 years
off the tanks
because you didn't know enough about Flipper.
What's the SeaWorld situation these days?
I think it's still.
We used to have SeaWorld in Ohio. Do we have SeaWorld in Ohio? Am I making that up?
We did. There
I feel
was
like I did that when I was a kid traveling
up in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, I think I can remember going to Geauga Lake. Do you ever remember Geauga Lake, Teddy? Were you ever a amusement park guy other than Kings Island? Or
I remember
Cedar?
It, but I have never been there or never went there. Back
we
in the
used
day,
to because yeah. my family was based in Indiana and Virginia, and so we never flew, so we'd be driving, and I can remember all these trips as a kid. I could have sworn we did the SeaWorld thing.
This is SeaWorld. This is real as it gets.
What the hell is that?
What is that?
Is that those is that those Lonely Island guys?
This ain't SeaWorld. This is real as it gets.
This ain't SeaWorld.
This ain't SeaWorld. This is real as it gets. And I don't like that.
There's no orca shows here. There's no limp dorsal fin.
Oh, I looked up the orcas. They have been sighted down in Florida. They're not very common down there.
Not common.
We're discussing the whales and their patterns. They're more of a northern seas type of mammal for those orcas. But you're right about the messing with the boaters. That was a real thing.
And you know what? I respect it.
Sure.
I do respect it. It shows how intelligent they are.
This is our territory. This is where we live.
We're guests in their corn.
Yes, this is our corn. That's my corn. I think that's the best horse name we got so far. That's my corn. Because it sounds like it could be a horse name.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overly ridiculous or smutty.
That's also a fun party game you can play this summer.
Your voice cracks.
Sorry. This summer we're getting into corn on the cob season, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
maybe
summertime. Corn's great.
A good game for the family is you all eat corn, you all go to the bathroom, and then you mix the buckets up.
I thought you were going to say.
And you try and determine which corn is yours.
I thought this was going to be sort of like a turn the lights out game. Find the corn on the cob.
That's my corn.
those aren't my corns. My cleanest and goodest.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
I don't think I heard you guys discuss the Guardians home run ball taker away or guy.
We didn't because every other show was doing it and it bothers me.
Here's my jailbirds is the guy. It's the commenters that still can't let this go after he got rightfully destroyed on the internet for wrestling the baseball away from the 11-year-old girl. We can agree it was a terrible look, but do we have to ruin the guy's life over it? Because he looked truly remorseful and depressed for what he did. He apologized 10 times over and on local TV, and it's still not enough for people. We don't do a great job of accepting apologies anymore. Jail for him for the offense, but also jail for the people not letting it go.
I agree.
I think that's a
Now there are certain situations.
I like that take.
Where an apology is just not sufficient.
But not
like
that.
If he were to take the 11-year-old girl and
throw her off the fence.
Right. Then you can say, "I'm sorry, but I'm not going to forgive you because it was a terrible thing." However, he made a mistake. He owned up to it. I think it's
astonishing, too, by the way, that we still have not found, unless I've been proven wrong, Philly's Karen.
That's right.
I mean, in this day and age where you find everybody, a little photo, a grainy photo, they can find the person, where they work, their entire life history. This Philly's Karen was on television just abusing people for balls at a Phillies game, and people have been trying to find this woman's identity and out her, and they can't do it. They have not found her.
And this guy...
It's been a year.
This guy is seeing his business being negatively affected, and again,
what's his business?
I don't know what he does, but he mentioned that. I watched like
a clip. Rest stop toilets.
Meet here at 2:15 for manly love. And again, right, he didn't take the girl and, you know, throw her onto Stephen Kwan, you know? Like, it was just, it happened. It was an ugly look. And he apologized. He looked remorseful to me. He looked very sad and depressed. And the little girl, she forgave him. They had a little video.
Yeah, that's nice.
That was nice.
That's nice.
He later on went to give the ball back. It was, some would say, too late at that point, and I get that. I think she'd already been the Tampa Bay. They were playing Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah.
Their guy came up there because it was part of their telecast,
yeah,
and he gave her a baseball, which was cool, and so the guy got it pretty good.
Nicole Sheeran checks in from the Kentucky Derby. Coming up in 2 minutes, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Expect hold up due to an accident that's on East Livingston Avenue at Courtright Road. And watch out for a crash that's on eastbound 270's off ramp to 71 on the north outer belt. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest featuring two all new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I can't wait for this, but we actually got television's Nicole Sheeran to join us here.
She's down at the Kentucky Derby. She's not working down there.
No.
Just down there for fun, but she decided to check in with us, and we'll get to that in a second.
That's in 1 minute, but I want to ask my guys a couple of quick questions here. My friends at Tri-State Men's Health, how many of you out there have a mediocre sex life?
I yearn to be mediocre.
Is it good enough? Could it be really good? Could it be great? If you,
I still married
talk to
the
our
same
guys,
woman?
It's the same woman. We're gonna help spice it up, though.
Okay, all right.
Help make it a lot better.
Yeah,
maybe the pills are just working okay. Maybe this whole thing could be a lot better. There are few things more wonderful in life than intimacy. You know what you got to have, though? To have that special intimacy? Sex. You got to have it. You got to find it. Tri-State Men's Health, they know how to give it to you. So go to tristatemenshealth.com. Start taking a look around. They have two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. Call them, 800-900-9654. Find out why their advanced treatment strategies offer so much more than those other programs and services out there. They got an expert staff. If you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex.
You've said this too many times.
The day after your
appointment. This is a clear violation of our treaty.
TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV. She joins us every single Wednesday on this show. She is down at the Kentucky Derby. She's down there with her mom and her dad, and they're doing the whole thing.
This is just fun time for her.
Multiple outfits. She's got the hats. She's doing it all. She's never been down there before, but she very graciously volunteered to contribute to the show, even in her absence. So let's go down to Nicole Shearer.
What up, bitches? It's your favorite 10 TV celebrity, Nikoko. I'm down here at the Kentucky Derby asking people what they know about my guys, Common Man and Timmy. Sir, what's your name?
Trevor, but you can call me Daddy.
Cool, Daddy. What's your favorite Man and Timmy moment?
I like it when they play the squirt sound. You know. Yep, that one.
Slightly terrified, I'm not gonna lie.
Do you like the squirt sound?
Moving on. A little birdie told me that you're friends with a fellow member of the 10TV sports staff.
I actually went to high school with Adam King, back when he used to dress up like a lady.
For school plays?
Nope.
One more for you, Trevor, or Daddy, or whatever I'm supposed to call you. Do you think you can help me scrape a really annoying mole I have on my back? I can't reach it.
Which one? This one?
No, the other one.
This one that has a hair in it?
No, it's the one next to the cluster that looks like the Little Dipper.
The scabby one?
Oh, baby, that's the spot. Put some sandpaper on that mofo. Ah, yeah. Reporting live from the Derby, I'm Nick Mole Sheeran.
Nick Mole, also known as the scabby one. Thank you for joining us.
That could be one of the dumber things that you've ever done. That guy
It's a big competition.
That guy didn't sound like a Trevor to me.
No? What did he sound like?
I don't know. Jim Bob?
See, I thought that was too...
Too much. Yeah, too much. Try to find something kind of in the middle there that didn't go so hard in your face.
Mm-hmm. Hard in my face. Right, Timmy. Good job.
Thank you. You're welcome. You got any gum?
Hey, NFL draft stuff. Minnesota will apparently be named the host for the 2028 NFL draft, and reports say that the Queen City, Cincinnati, has the inside track for 2029. So if you want to just go down there and stand in a square and watch people read names for hours and hours, 2029.
Well, it seems to be that, you know, depending on the city where they have this in and how much space you have, over 300,000 people want to do that.
It's almost like people are
insane.
The Times Square thing. Hey, honey, let's go stand in the freezing cold with a million other people.
And let's pee ourselves
where we can't move.
All day.
We have to wear adult diapers and go to the bathroom in our pants. Oh, and by the way, risk a dirty bomb going off
right
at any point to watch a ball drop. We could do that, or we can just stay in or have people over and have a nice catered affair. Let's go stand out there and piss on ourselves.
The other event, too, because we were watching this... We were watching this Netflix docuseries about the PGA Tour, Full Swing. I'm sure you've seen it in there.
I've seen it.
And last year's, they cut it down to four episodes. And Teddy, you'd like this because last year was a Ryder Cup year.
Yeah.
And so they do a big buildup. And there were some interesting things going on there because Keegan Bradley was the captain of the Ryder Cup. And he was also hovering around one of the top 10 golfers in the world. And, or at least for the U.S. team, he was right on the fringe of being one of those top six where he would have automatically qualified. Some were saying that even if he was an automatic qualifier, he should recuse himself because you're the captain. And he won that event in the Travelers and was thinking about actually playing, but they got to the Ryder Cup part of it. And almost like what we're talking about with the NFL draft and going outside to watch the ball drop, going to just an absolute chaotic place. I don't know if I could even go to one of those events. And I'm a huge golf guy because just the level of insanity that it was at Bethpage Black, it's 4:45 in the morning and they open. It's almost like when they open the gates of the Kentucky Derby and they're rushing in there. They're running to the grandstands to get their spot. It hasn't even cracked dawn yet, and people are drinking and jumping around. I don't know if I could do that for an entire day, even for a sport that I love. I'd rather go to a course and play 36 holes, but do it at ease, riding in a golf cart. But there's people out there that are doing this still.
What's the dish they have down there for the Derby?
The dish
in Louisville, like what's is it
the mint juleps?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Like there's a food dish.
Like you go to Louisville, you have yourself it's like an open face sandwich with gravy on it. I forget the
You're
name.
You're talking
of
about
it.
Like St. El, like for Indy, St. Elmo's got the shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, but what
like
the hell's the name of it?
Louisville, you're saying
Louisville, like and it's an open face sandwich.
Okay.
And it's at a hotel that you would get it
there. Hot Brown?
Hot Brown.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Kentucky Hot Brown.
Tell me what's on that.
Famous dish created in 1926 at the Brown Hotel. Hotel, motel. It's got roasted turkey, bacon, and a creamy Rebecca de Mornay sauce over white toast broiled until bubbly. Okay.
Do you think you could make a dessert version of that?
What would that be?
What would you call that?
I think I might call that sweet brown.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
I would like you to...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I talked over it.
Oh, my God.
I know that.
Jail.
Oh, my God.
Jail.
Firing squad.
Jesus.
Firing squad.
Talk over sweet brown?
I'm so sorry.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
I'm so sorry.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
Sweet brown,
please. What were we going to say? What was so important?
I'm sorry. I was going for something disgusting because it popped in my head. I said, I want you to go home to your spouse tonight or a significant other and just ask innocently if at any point in the evening they'd be interested in a hot brown. See what happens.
Is that like
And then when they get disgusted with you, say, no, it's a dish. It's an open-faced sandwich. It's delicious.
Is that something that Odell Beckham Jr. would enjoy?
Oh, are you kidding?
With a certain kind of steamer? Oh,
well,
by the way.
He did play in Cleveland.
By the way, quick jailbird here before we break. My GCBs.
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
See? You and me.
God.
Stupid.
God, stupid. What the hell? It's like we haven't done this before.
I know.
So, okay, well, the boost card has been going since 4 o'clock, so.
We're slightly inebriated.
I think this is water in here.
Just a little bit.
Oh, no. What'd I say, nipple? So, you guys are in jail for earlier in the show not knowing the name of the lake that the famous Viking sex boat went out on.
I knew the name of it. It was Lake Titicaca.
It's a good joke, but it's not Lake Titicaca. It's Lake Minnetonka, which is another great lake.
I should know that.
It's a funny lake. It's a fun lake to say.
Minnetonka.
Just west of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
When I was a little boy,
sounds
I used
like
to play
a toy
with
truck.
My Minnetonka trucks.
Played with my Minnetonka.
Teddy's been shaking his head the entire show.
What's wrong, Teddy?
He must really hate this show today.
No, it's just, that's quite the joke there.
Every time I look over at him, he's shaking his head in disdain.
Oh, you both were thinking the same thing. It was just,
So were you.
No, I was not.
You weren't?
No.
Well, I mean, what else is there when you see Minnetonka?
Oh, I was still thinking about the other lake.
Did you have John Deere toys, not Tonkas?
No, I actually had Tonkas.
Yeah, the yellow Tonka trucks.
Yeah,
you're a farm guy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Probably put actual dirt in them.
Absolutely.
Rocks.
Hot brown?
Yes, yeah, some sweet brown.
I take a sweet brown over a hot brown.
Hot brown sounds pretty good, though, doesn't it?
It does. What would a sweet brown be?
Caramel sauce.
Oh, like a
French toast.
Cinnabon,
like a French toast
almost
sort of thing.
Or like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a big hot pastry.
Maybe a flambéed bananas Foster on top.
I don't want no bananas on it.
I forgot you don't like bananas. What?
Nobody got time for that.
Oh, bananas are delicious. You get the flambé.
Whatever. Ooh, a flambé's good.
Bananas Foster?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yes.
What's the matter with you, Ted?
What? George Foster.
Foster's Australian for beer.
Yeah.
We did this earlier.
It's not a knife.
It's a rerun.
It's a knife.
Yep.
Deshaun Foster.
I got something for you.
Good.
Okay.
Is it some stupid headline?
We'll do some more. No, some more go to jails. We'll do that. Plus, Georgia coach Kirby Smart wondering how the Big Ten got so good at football.
I saw this. I can't wait for this.
So we'll discuss coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Slower traffic is causing almost a 10-minute holdup on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to Neal Avenue. And you're looking at about a 15-minute delay on eastbound US 33 from Refugee Road to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Custom Air. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes owner. Instead, you need cooling built and tested to keep going. Luckily, there's American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
You felt confident in that one because you've always had a very elite ability to mount men dating back to your time at DeSales.
There's nothing wrong with wrestling.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Got some Big Ten football here. So, Kirby Smart. What are they doing? What are they doing down there? What are they having? Like some spring meetings? Is that what we're doing right now? I saw some social media clips of all the SEC coaches, and they were saying right there, golf swings. My opinion, they all sucked. Nick Saban, I think he's a decent player, but he's got a very flat swing. None of them really jumped off the page. I mean, I don't have the prettiest looking golf swing either. I'll say that, but. So they're down there. They're talking about their conference. They're talking about the state of college football and all that. And Kirby Smart, Georgia head football coach, is making the rounds because he's got thoughts on the Big Ten. What is this first clip titled here?
It's titled "His Theory on Why the Big Ten Conference is Dominating College
Football." Dominating.
Right.
Let's
now.
Take a listen. Dominating.
This one nobody likes to hear. It's a lot of SEC coaches say this in my meetings. They say they don't have the grind we do. There's no way. They play 3 of their 9 games are hard. Their bottom 4 games are not our bottom 4 games. I'm going to play at Starkville and Vanderbilt in my bottom 4, and I'm holding on to my butt to be able to play at noon on Saturday at Starkville and playing a good team who beat Arizona State, who goes and plays these other teams. So I there is a theory that we're beating each other up, and it's like the intensity, and it wears you down.
Mm. Oh, okay. So
that's right.
So we're talking about going to Starkville, where you're going to face a 5-8 Mississippi State team. That's what they finished. Arkansas,
but they're only 5-8 because they play in such
in the SEC,
a difficult conference.
Yeah. What did Mississippi State get done last year? Beyond that, or look at South Carolina, who is a huge disappointment. They were 4-8. Arkansas was 2-10.
Come on.
Auburn was a 5-win football team. Florida was a 4-win football team. Kentucky was a 5-win football team. And then you know what? They had their middle of the pack as well, where LSU was a tremendous disappointment. They limped their way to 7 wins. Tennessee was a big disappointment. They had 8. Missouri had 8. Seems to me like there's actually a lot of similarities between the SEC and the Big Ten, where they've got some strength at the top, big programs, and they can cycle through from year to year now. And they've got a decent middle. And then some crap at the bottom, because it is a tough league. It is, I get that. They're both tough leagues. It's just, it's always been made up that the SEC is so much greater. We're just because. And I know what the just because is, because they always had the national champs. They had won so many more national championships in college football than anybody else. And they got their respect for that. Well, guess what? Now the Big Ten expanded and they got Oregon, they got Washington, they got USC, they got UCLA, and not all those teams have been a huge help to the Big Ten. And certainly when they expanded before, Rutgers and Maryland didn't necessarily bring a lot. They've had some years where they float in the middle, but the comparisons are kind of right there. And just own it. The Big Ten has had your number over the last 3-4 years.
They're not going to own it. And even if they do, it's with that caveat. It's like, yeah, I know what's going on head-to-head, but the reading it, we beat each other up. They don't play what we play. What the hell are we talking about? The reality is the playing field's been leveled when it comes to money. All right?
That's it.
The playing field's been leveled when it comes to money, and when given the option, let's say the money's the same. The money's the same at SEC schools as it is in the Big Ten. There are a lot of players out there, trust me, I've heard them talk about it, who just would rather not go play in the South at those schools. So if everything's equal, money, opportunity to win, playing time, they're going to choose a northern school 9 times out of 10 than your stupid hillbilly destination.
I was even looking at Mississippi State. Those dudes lost to Wake Forest in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. I mean,
they had checked out by that point.
Of course, that's the excuse. Once it gets to a game where you didn't want to play in, it's Johnny and Jake and Timmy didn't want to play in the bowl game because they're getting ready for the next thing. Okay, well, I understand that, but that's still your fault that you didn't get to a big enough bowl game to where everybody wanted to stay locked in. And how many of these games, too, where you do see the Big Ten versus the SEC in what we can now call the meaningless bowl games, like a Duke's Mayo Bowl? And how many times do you see the Big Ten team come out on top? I feel like it's more often than not when it's the mid against the mid, Big Ten versus SEC. In this conference here, the Midwest does quite fine against them. Even go back before, think about the Ohio State-Georgia game. If a couple of those calls don't happen...
I hate playing that game.
All right, I won't play it then. Fine, I won't play it then.
Don't play it.
Jail.
Look at the last 3 years.
Jail for me.
And who's won the national championship?
That's it. That's all I got to know.
You got a team that really knew how to cheat.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine some of those SEC teams have really known how to cheat, too. Cam Newton.
Yeah, we cheat better than you. We got another team who was just better than everybody. That's our team.
Just way better. Our team. Just destroyed everybody
in
that playoff.
You got Indiana.
They were better than everybody.
They were certainly better than those hillbilly teams that they played.
Yeah. Miami gave them a run. But when they met up with Alabama, how'd that one look? Simpson have to say about it? I knew what they were doing. You idiot. You lost by like 30-some points. You had like 4 completions in the game, you dummy.
Let's do some more go-to-jails. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 between 161 and Cleveland Avenue on the northbound belt. You're also going to hit a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 670 going from Leonard Avenue to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Custom Air. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes owner. Instead, you need cooling built and tested to keep going. Luckily, there's American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Cleveland Cavaliers try to close out their first-round NBA playoff series tonight, playing at Toronto with a Cavs heavy 3-2 lead over the Raptors. Also tonight, Detroit at Orlando with a Magic heavy similar 3-2 advantage. Baseball tonight, Cincinnati Reds opening a series in Pittsburgh. The Reds a one-game lead atop the National League Central. Cleveland Guardians, who are tied for first atop the American League Central, will be in Sacramento to open a series with the Athletics, who are the top team in the AL West. Columbus Clippers at home at Huntington Park. They host Toledo tonight. Columbus Aviators hosting the Houston Gamblers this evening at Historic Crew Stadium at 8 p.m. NHL playoffs, Tampa Bay at Montreal. Canadiens a 3-2 edge. Buffalo takes a 3-2 series lead to Boston. And it's Vegas at Utah, where the Golden Knights have a 3-2 advantage themselves. This update brought to you by RCD RV Supercenter, located in Heath, Delaware, and Pataskala, or at rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Let's go to jail Friday. We'll get to more of your jailbirds in a second. At Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. But you know what the show's missing?
I think I know.
I think it's
We've been a little tame today.
It's missing just a touch of what, Teddy? What do you think it's missing?
Pizzazz!
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
It's Derby weekend. Lots of spray tans and duck lips and white pants, and that's just the men. I was going to go with Right to Party, but he got scratched. Then I was going to go with Silent Tactic, but again, scratched. Full Effort also got scratched. Doesn't sound like a full effort to me.
Full something.
I'm going to go with a long shot. 29-1 odds. Great White! You know what I'm talking about, Teddy. Once bitten, twice shy. Oh, baby! Shock. Hockey tonight. 3 game 6s. And I'm going to take them all to get to a game 7. That means Montreal beats Tampa, Boston beats Buffalo, and Utah Mammoth stays alive against Vegas. Cadillac Championship this weekend. Golfy, let's do top 10 finishers. I got 3 of them for you. We got the Cam Young.
All right. Got that hair that you love.
We got the Scotty Scheffler, because why not?
Yeah, Scotty no talkie yesterday.
And Jordan Spieth. There's your top 10. Three of your top 10 at least. Crew at home tomorrow against Minnesota. Crew have been better as of late. Does that translate into a victory against the Loons? Mikey says yes. Aviators tonight. 3-point favorites against the Houston Gamblers. If you're saying, wait a second, didn't these two teams play a week ago? Yes, they did, but that's the beauty of the UFL. Aviators lost a tough one on the road last week, but they get their revenge tonight in front of dozens of paying fans at Historic Crew Stadium. Say hi to Pat Murphy for me. Formula One is in Miami this weekend.
Ooh, yeah.
They've been on an extended break because of some troubles in the Mideast, but they're back stateside this weekend. Mercedes has been very good to start the season, but now teams have had some time to catch up to him. Lewis Hamilton is a Ferrari man now. He's also apparently banging Kim Kardashian. I guess he never heard the theory that a woman is only as hot as her baggage. But I think it works in his favor this week, because Kim has given Lewis a potent strand of syphilis. He's going to be delirious during the race. The good kind of delirious, though. He'll be unstoppable.
Oh, that's going to help him.
And then on the podium, his pee-pee will fall off, but he's going to win before that ever happens. DraftKings would not allow me to parlay all of that fun.
You could drive better without a pee-pee.
But if they did, $10 could win me a cool $2 million.
Oh, my God.
$2 million.
And I know you liked saying stateside.
I did.
Oh, back stateside here. Back from the war. All right. You know what I want to do? I don't need just walking around money here, Teddy. That's what you always try to do that. No, we're going pretty big right here. We're going with some home team heroes here in the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs. So, the Jick host the Pistons, leading 3-2. This Orlando team that the common sports fan has absolutely no idea about takes a step towards doing something for real. For the first time since, you know, Shaq and Penny and Nick Anderson, Dennis Scott, Brian Shaw, and all those guys, Horace Grant, When he was done with the Bulls with the goggles, Paolo Banchero has a huge game. Over 21.5 points. Orlando wins and covers. Then at 7:30, Cavs at the Raptors. I'd like for the Cavs to clean this up for their fans, but I think it's going back to the land. Raptors win. Scotty Barnes flirts with a triple-double. 10-plus rebounds. Raptors
That'll
cover.
Be a game 7 if they come back to
be a game 7. Yeah. Yep. These are the home teams winning tonight. Lakers at the Rockets at 9:30. That ends the night. Lakers were up 3-0. Now it's 3-2, and the Rockets have it at home. You know what that is? Oh, that's what they call the joke time, coach. Rockets win, force game 7. Be careful, LeBron. Amen, corner. Amen, Thompson. He'll score 20-plus. Hockey, bolt at the Canadiens. Montreal will close this one out. Josh Anderson has an anytime goal. Bruins host the Sabres at 7:30. Buffalo looked like they were going to win this thing. They lost an OT at home. Brutal. That's going to take them 7. David Pastrnak gets a goal, and Boston wins. Then look at the Utah Mammoth. Golden Knights, 10 o'clock. Vegas leads 3-2, but it's going to take them 7 games because the Whites are going to be at this game. My old next-door neighbors from Ogden, they're going to be banging on the glass, sitting rinkside. They're going to be throwing their dirty sodas at the glass too many times. It's just going to shatter. They're going to be good.
Go home and soak.
I also think Karel Vemelka is going to stand on his head. Also just love to say Vemelka. I tell you, that Czechoslovakian really knows what he's doing. Over 24.5 saves. How about the Aviators? I mean, we're gambling in this segment. They're playing the Houston Gamblers. If you catch my drift, I think we're going to cover this. We're all going to be jostling our Jim Tressel bobbleheads all night long. Aviators win. Fly high, fly straight, full throttle, clear for takeoff, feel the need for speed. We win. Golfy, we're at the Doral, designed by Dick Wilson, 1962. And you said it. I'm picking him to win. Jordan Spieth. And Kentucky Derby, I see the guy in the number 9 position. I should have picked Ricky Fowler in the golf because the Puma. I ride my Puma, I Puma pants. And the Puma is going to win the Kentucky Derby. $10 wins you $750,126.39. Teddy.
All right. Now, the other day, Timmy, we had the story about the guy who had the home run parlay.
Six-legger for $2 million on just $30.
All right. Well, I'm going to flip things over, and you're not going to get $1 million, but it's going to be more than walking around money, okay?
Right. You got this Joe Mayo home run in this, too?
No, it's the complete opposite. Now, I'm going no home run, and you can do that for a game. So I have a four-leg, no home run parlay here. First up, we got the Astros.
No homer.
Astros at the Red Sox. It gets a little, you know, chilly, so people are a little cold. Ball's not going to fly.
Yeah.
I'm taking no home run in that game. Also, Blue Jays, they're at the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, chilly.
Yeah, we're going to put those guys in there, too.
Pee-pee no work.
All right. Dodgers are at the Cardinals. Now, I know Dodgers, pretty good offense there, but Cardinals, it's St. Louis, a little chilly as well. A little chilly.
Hey, a little chilly in the bush.
All right.
These are big odds, right, Teddy?
Lastly.
Have a no-homer game?
Absolutely. I'm parlaying four of these bad boys. And we have the Mets at the Angels. Now, that's in Los Angeles, of course.
The Mets
are terrible. Angels, you know, not the greatest in the world either. So you put $10 on this, it's going to get you $10,000.
Okay.
And that's a nice, you know, down payment on a vehicle right there. So that's our pizzazz today.
Pizzazz.
Four leg.
Pizzazz.
No home runs. Not a home run. No home runs. Pizzazz.
Pizzazz. Well, we've really done it.
Go to jail?
Go to jail.
Come on.
How about this one? My anti-tracksuit guys. I told you, we're gonna get back to the tracksuits.
Squirty.
I heard it.
Yeah.
My jail, jail for myself and jail for my wife. Jail for me, for some reason, because it's my fault that my wife can't close a simple sliding glass door all the way. We have this beautiful sliding glass door. We spend a ton of money for it, and it's my fault for wanting to keep our things nice. So jail for me, and jail for my wife, who continually can't seem to close it all the way. Our wild and rambunctious dog loves to watch the critters in the backyard when it isn't closed all the way. This four-legged freak will stick her snoot into the opening and just push the door open.
Yeah,
like wedge it open.
Close it all the way. You're also
wedge it open.
Wasting air in the house.
Oh,
you're running the air conditioner or the heater.
I'm not paying to heat the outside. I'm not paying to cool the outside. Okay, so I've heard this happen at least 5 times in 2 weeks. And I've brought it up every single time. Now, this last time, short of shattering the entire door, there's something loose or some ball bearing out of whack or something screwed up with the track because it slides smoothly no more. Perfect. Go to jail, my lovely wife.
5 years. 5 years in jail.
It's annoying, right?
Yeah.
Close the door.
You need some French doors then. You got to rip the whole thing out.
Get a dog door, right?
Dog door.
I don't like that.
No, but possums come right in.
Yeah, what is the deal with that? Would anyone really do the... Maybe from... I could understand maybe a cat door from the garage door to the garage. If you're keeping the garage door closed and that's where the litter box is. But when... What other application does that dog door actually make sense? I mean, in Home Alone, Daniel Stern sticks his head in there. He gets shot in the face.
With a BB gun.
Yeah, with a BB gun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, Craig.
I don't know, Craig. We'll do some more.
The fine people of Columbus are setting an example for angry Canadians. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on East Main Street at Parsons Avenue. And you're looking at a 5-minute holdup if you're on northbound 315 between Olentangy River Road and Henderson Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Last year, Eric Reeser and T-Bone staged the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes. Register today at 971therace.com.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
That weather forecast sounded strange, Teddy.
It was interesting.
It was. Odd.
Strange. Yeah. It's different.
Got something for you.
What do you got?
The Vancouver Whitecaps.
MLS team.
That's right.
Yeah.
However, there's lots of speculation they're going to be gone. Vegas people want to come in, buy it, take the franchise.
It's all going to Vegas.
That's right.
It's all ball bearings.
And I'm reading the story about it in USA Today. And one of the things they say is how there's movements popping up in Western Canada trying to save the Whitecaps. And it says the group's leaders are speaking directly to the leaders of the successful Save the Crew movement.
So they're talking to Bone.
Well, I don't know if they're directly talking to Bone, but I mean, Bone was in that movement.
He was in the movement.
to see T-Bone.
And, you know, they see some hope from this now. I will say this again.
I hope they get to save their team because they've been a rather successful team here recently. Well,
whatever. Look, it's always crappy when a city loses a team. Right? Or has the ability to lose a team.
Absolutely it is.
But I said this at the time. The Save the Crew movement was pretty much unprecedented. You know, when Bone started to fool around with the Save the Crew stuff, I thought he was completely and totally wasting his time. I understood where it was coming from and the intention behind it, but in my mind, once Precourt has made the decision that he wants to go, it's going to happen.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you have a sit-in over at the Capitol building or if you unveil banners that say, remember your roots. None of that matters because Precourt's going to go. And I gave them a 0% chance of success. Yeah. Because it was unprecedented.
I remember it too, man.
What they were able to do.
It didn't seem like that was going to be possible.
No, what they were able to do should be the model for every single fan base that wants to fight against relocation.
I mean, they had that Rooney rule for a reason, right? But no one ever thought that you'd be able to get it to actually work, to actually stick.
No, not the Rooney rule.
I'm sorry.
The Rooney
Rule. The Modell Law.
Yeah.
The Rooney Rule completely different thing.
You have to make sure there's black people on your soccer team.
I'm sorry. All right,
I'm
Johnny.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
I'm sorry. Completely different rule. I was trying to say the Modell Law. Yes. But to get that just a little bit of a spark that turned into that flame that was Save the Crew, and then you got more championships afterwards.
But ultimately, you can have the Modell Law, but if you didn't have a passionate fan base here ready to embrace a new version of this team, then it wouldn't have worked.
It was really the one thing I think we had on our side here, which is why it was greater. Obviously, it was greater than a 0% chance, and it turned into 100% chance that they saved the team, is because it's a heritage team. It's an original team. First soccer-specific stadium in the country is right here in Columbus, Ohio.
But Garber was working against them.
Right. And that's the thing. When the commissioner is not on your side,
that's the thing,
and is really with the new owner, that blood-sucking SOB, he knew I'm talking about Precourt now. He knew exactly what he had his sights on when he came in here in the first place. He had no intention of trying to make it work in this city. And that's what was so ridiculous, is that people in this town cared about the Crew. And if you could just look at the facility, finding a nice venue, take some of those seats down, make it a great experience for families to go out to where it's not all that expensive. You can fill that place. You can put together a good roster, hire the right type of coaches, get a good general manager in there, and then watch it cook. And I know we're having a bad season right now, but that does not dismiss all the good that has happened. This has been a class organization since they brought him back. I hope we get it back soon.
I hope the Whitecaps stay in Vancouver.
I hope
they keep their team.
I mean, I'm seeing, like, I'm not the biggest soccer guy in the world, but they were in the 2025 CONCACAF Champions Cup. They were, they were in the cup last year? I think they were in the MLS Cup last year.
When Vegas comes a-calling,
people usually go.
That's the thing.
Teams usually
go. By the way, speaking of people picking up and leaving, the Oilers were eliminated by the Ducks last night.
Yeah.
That also, by the way, pisses me off, too. Where it's like, well, what do you expect the Blue Jackets to do? It's like, remember how the Ducks were on the same level as the Blue Jackets? So at the bottom, rebuilding everything and picking at the same part of the draft. And I can't believe they passed on Adam Fantilli. How stupid are they? Well, here they are.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are. Yeah. They just eliminated the Oilers. And I think it's time. I know he's under contract there for another year. But it's time for all of us here in Columbus to start making our Connor McDavid pitch. I don't know what it would be, right?
Collectively, as a city, we got to put together some kind of goodwill package.
I'm not going to be able to do it myself. I'm going to need a lot of volunteers from the city to help business owners. What can we get this guy?
How can we make ourselves more attractive?
I mean, I think it starts with putting together the highest compensation package that any other team could offer.
Without saying, but there has to be more than that.
We have to have some kind of grand sort of proverbial gift basket for Connor McDavid to entice him to the city, yeah.
Before he even agrees to play here, we build him a golden statue outside Nationwide Arena.
You think he would want that, though?
Who would want a golden statue?
I don't know. A competitor like Connor McDavid, he might not want a statue erected of him.
You know, back in the day, you know, people talk, oh, Jerry Springer was the mayor of Cincinnati. It's more of a figurehead sort of title back then, the mayor of Cincinnati. Well, you know what? We don't really need a mayor of Columbus, so let's make Connor McDavid the mayor. We could have other people, you know, doing the real job.
I'm good with that.
Around town, make sure everything's working properly.
We could just refer to him as the mayor.
He's the mayor.
Yeah.
Right?
So he's our Fred Hoiberg.
You got the statue.
But a lot better.
You got the mayor. Mm-hmm. Okay. He can drive around town, and he just points to a house he wants to live in. And if there's people living in that house.
They got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah, they got to go.
You got to go. Connor McDavid's coming. We'll give you a nice little new house to move into.
And we, instead of paying taxes for some other stadium or arena, we as a city, we will put together a small tax to pay for that house.
Correct. Well, this is all included.
He can't pay for that house.
No, we
need him to come to Columbus.
He's not going
to
pay for anything.
We need him to get down here.
But I thought maybe we'd give him some sort of grand gesture, too. I think that
steak at Hyde Park.
Okay,
the Herbie's gone. Connor McDavid's
in. I can't get a steak.
Then Connor's not getting one.
Then he's not getting a steak.
No. Here's what it comes down to. We get Connor McDavid. Herbie's name's out of there. Yours can't go in, and you never get to go in. But we get Connor McDavid. He gets the steak. He signs with the Jackets.
Well, how about in the house?
You good with that?
We build him his own Hyde Park in his house.
Like in Richie Rich, he has the McDonald's in the basement.
Yeah.
The big fat guy working there. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine? You didn't pick the live-in chef, though, when we were doing the...
No. That's not a live-in chef. That's a restaurant in your home.
Right. But it's not going to be like a full-on Hyde Park.
What else can we get him, Teddy? I mean, we'll just give him one of the car dealerships. He can drive any car he wants.
Yeah. A casino, too.
Give him the casino.
The Hollywood casino. Yeah.
Obviously.
It's the Connor McDavid casino.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. It goes without saying, but the three of us have to offer up our wives. It goes without saying.
I'm willing to do it myself, Teddy? If I need to. I don't know what he's into.
Okay.
We offer like a swinging service.
You have an opportunity.
Yeah, this is Connor McDavid, all right? We put the pineapple upside down and say, open for business. I don't know if he's into that sort of thing, but if he is, it's a wink, wink. We got you.
I think we should have, like, Rothman sort of be his personal assistant.
Why Rothman?
Because Rothman loves the Jaguars.
Loves hockey. Rothman's going to do his part here.
He's not
a freeloader.
I'm going to take you to the arena. I'll drive you
around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
He's driving him around in his
Honda
Pilot.
Yes.
This is a great car. I don't know what you mean.
No. We'll get Rothman a good car.
It's a good car.
No, a really good one.
That's a rugged vehicle, but also has the class and the comfort of any other SUV in its class.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like we could do better. We can come up with a different package.
I think we just slapped together a pretty good package.
Pretty good, yeah.
Right off the fly.
Are you going to give him a piece of the team?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 49%.
Wow.
You know what? 51.
51. Why do we want the McConnells to have any more saying power, decision power?
I would love for Connor McDavid to stay after he wins him a cup, and then he owns the team, and then he hires all his guys afterwards and see where we go.
I think Rimmer should be involved somehow in this, too.
Oh, Rimmer's
the coach. You kidding? Rim job. Rimmer's in the cuck chair.
Why?
Why not?
Where are you going?
Why the rim job and the cuck chair? Where'd that come from?
Where does any of it come from?
I have no idea.
Anything we're doing, where does it come from?
Got no idea.
Stephen A. Smith is a lunatic. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to notice some slower traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 315. And we've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from East Broad Street to Weber Road. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's has the brand's pros trust to get the job done. Get 10% off new Catalyst Fencing Solutions when you buy in bulk. Plus, save $180 on a select DeWalt miter saw. Valid through 5/6 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
I got something for you, Mikey.
What?
Before we talk about Stephen A. and why he is a lunatic here, you know how we were just listening to Phyllis from Mulga? We played a good rant of hers. She was a longtime caller on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
That's right. We did it yesterday.
And she called cow turd and just ripped him a new one over Alabama.
Phyllis has sadly passed away.
She's gone on.
They're all dead.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Tammy, Phyllis, they have a life expectancy of 27 years old.
And Paws had some other good ones recently where the dude was having a heart attack and was calling from the hospital. And guy whose, you know, house caved in, tree fell on it, he still wanted to get through and finish the call. Everybody thinks that this is just an exclusive to Paul Feinbaum type of thing, but I am here to prove to you, we actually get a lot of callers, even though we haven't been like, hey, we're going to give out the 821-9710, sorry, Teddy, and just throw the phone lines out there and here we go. We haven't done that in years. But we still get the calls and they go to a voicemail. And here's a little example of one of the calls that we just got. This was from Mike from Moultrie. That's a little town in Georgia. Here, listen.
Hey there, Timmy. This is Mike. I'm calling you from the emergency room. I didn't have a heart attack, but I did myself. So anyway, I want to call and tell you I'm your number one fan and I love you. And I love Common Man. And that's, honey, no, you can just put that bucket over there, honey. Thank you. Anyway, Timmy, I just want to tell you that I shit myself and I love you. Bye.
There you go.
Thanks, Mike.
It's lovely to hear from you, Mike. That's our listeners. That's what we got. And those.
How you doing, Tress?
That's one
doing
of the more.
Good, Mike.
do you have the other Tress? Tressy things.
What's the other Tressy things?
We had like a dozen of them, didn't we?
When he was upset after the loss.
When he was upset after the Michigan loss.
I got to find those.
Hold on a second.
AI Tress.
There you go.
All right, here you go. This is AI Tress after the Michigan loss.
Doing crappy, Mike.
Sounds like a hockey player there.
Doing lousy, Mike. Wish I was dead, Mike. Freebasing coke, Mike. Using my tears as lube, Mike. Yanking out my curlies, Mike. Bleeding from my eyeballs, Mike. Strung out on bath salts, Mike. Stabbing myself with a fireplace poker, Mike. Just threw myself down the stairs, Mike. Just burning myself with a branding iron, Mike. Sucking down Quaaludes, Mike.
That's good, the Quaaludes.
Squeezing my balls with a vice grip, Mike. Taking a bath with a toaster, Mike.
Nothing paints a picture like getting in the bathtub with a toaster. All right, so
that wasn't the Michigan loss. That was the Big Ten championship game. Wasn't
you're,
it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. It was more recent.
It was the Indiana loss.
It was the Indiana loss.
Yeah.
Yep. God, at least we won that Michigan game. I am. I heard Ryan Day talking about it recently. It's time to get that trifecta, right?
It's been a long time coming.
I don't even need the perfect 12-0. I don't need the perfect 12-0 regular season. I need the Michigan win. I need the Big Ten title win and then the national championship. I want the trifecta.
Why are you so greedy?
Triple crown for me.
If they do that, what are we going to do? Because Ryan Day saying, I'm going to try and live up to my end of the bargain, but I need you guys to do something. We volunteered, if the Blue Jackets won the Stanley Cup, to have our nutsacks pierced, and we saw how that worked out. So I want to do something even bigger than nutsack. What should we do?
What's bigger than a nutsack piercing?
I'm not putting a rod through the Johnson.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's not happening.
Like, would you do an eyebrow piercing?
That's not bigger than the nutsack, but that's visible.
Well, yeah, I think it is bigger than the nutsack because... And there would be a stipulation where you have to, like, display it for a certain period of time. You couldn't just get the eyebrow piercing, like, okay, I did it. I'm going to take the stud out now and let it go back. No. You have to, you know, do the show for 6 months or the entire next college football season.
Right, how about you?
If you did that. What about
me?
I don't have a tattoo yet.
Ryan Day. We all go get our nipples pierced.
We do. The nipple piercing seems like it's right there. I don't want to copy the Pittsburgh thing, but...
I'll get a tattoo. Ryan, you want to get a tattoo?
I would get a tattoo.
Teddy, will you get a tattoo?
I don't have one yet.
No.
Nothing? Not even a small one? It's not visible?
Not happening.
You just want to go in pure, huh?
Yeah.
St. Peter says, how you doing?
That's right.
You want to make sure you're all pure.
Yeah, doing good, Mike.
Yep.
I'll get one that's visible, like sleeve.
Sleeve? I wasn't asking for a sleeve.
That's kind of on the arm. Like I would do a blocko. I would put that on the body. For a triple crown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may do the blocko around my belly button.
Oh, that would be sweet.
That's a classy look, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You got a little too much brown sugar down there, though.
Oh, I can... Stephen A. Smith, come on.
Let me do the Stephen A. Smith. Teddy, you got my thing up here? They got a little clippy. You do. So we've been going over this LIV Golf story, right? And this is one that I've been heavily interested in.
They're just innocent
see how
victims.
It goes. Well, I thought when I saw this, I thought that Stephen A. Smith was arguing the other point. I read the caption. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. It's a perfectly sane thing to say. Stephen A. Smith is saying the PGA Tour should dig in. They shouldn't make it easy, which is what the reports have said, that since they just threw out an offer that expired recently that Brooks took them up on, Patrick Reed snuck in on it, and they still have penalties to get back in their good graces. And he is basically saying, forget about all that. It was the PGA Tour's fault. These guys were forced to leave. If you're just so uninformed about the sport, then just shut up about it. You have this whole show. This is you stretching yourself too thin. You don't know what's going on in the game of golf. You have all these golf experts at your network. Have some of them come on. They can speak to it. No, like this is what he said about it.
And the PGA stuck their nose up like the arrogant people that they were, and they mistreated these guys. So if now that this is going away, supposedly, and these PGA players or these players from LIV are going to looking to come back, I don't want to hear anything about punishment. They should be embraced. They should be accepted. And PGA should learn from this and treat them more fairly than they did in the past, which forced LIV's existence.
But treat them more fairly.
They were essentially
forced to go.
Just day laborers.
Are you kidding
me?
No
rights, nothing. I mean, Phil Mickelson wanted his pictures. he wanted his picture library. And they wouldn't give it to him.
I don't know if someone needs to show Stephen A. Smith what a guy like our guy, Cooch, has made in career earnings in the PGA Tour. I don't know if he needs to be reminded of what Mr. Tiger Woods brought to all these guys'
Tiger
wallets.
Tiger Woods is, you know, he's the best of all time.
But I'm saying you can go back when he got hot. Yes, Jack. When he got hot around the turn of the century, all these guys, just got wildly rich to play golf. There's only so much they're going to be able to earn on the with the PGA Tour. All they had to do was make the threat of this, the threat of the other tour, would have gotten everyone on the PGA Tour paid up a little bit more. They would have gotten some of these other benefits. But give me a break. Forced? Out of your mind,
Stephen A? Are you saying Stephen A doesn't know what he's talking about?
I mean, you know that too, right? He's doing too many shows, too many things.
That's the thing. I just don't understand what those
shows.
You're
not in your realm there talking about golf.
I could never do one of those shows. Like, well, you're not smart enough. You're right. I'm not. You know who else isn't? Him. It's impossible to be that informed on all those topics. It's impossible. You are reading headlines, or you got a producer in your ear giving you copy points, and there's no way that you can get down in the weeds and give those topics the attention they deserve.
Before we break, his wheelhouse is the NBA. Did you see how the Knicks finished off the Hawks in Game 6?
Well, I think it was 1 point.
God!
They had like a 61-point lead.
They won the game 140-89. So usually when you get those leads, they evaporate, and then you slow down. The other team catches up. But, I mean, they turned a 2-point deficit into a 25-point lead at the end of the first quarter. It did remind me of one of my favorite clips from Inside the NBA back when it was on Turner, and they're still doing the show. It was when the Pelicans just fizzled out and Charles Barkley had an idea for where you should have to go, because you don't get to go anywhere nice when you bow out like that. You know, it's like golfers or hockey players go play golf. NBA guys, they either golf or they go to the beach.
Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna sit in the Cancun. We're gonna sit in the Galveston with that dirty ass water, be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they need to try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
I don't even know much about Galveston other than the famous earthquake back in the day. Is good.
Was it an earthquake or was it a hurricane?
Maybe it was a hurricane.
I think it was a hurricane. It was
some natural disaster.
Different.
I get it was a hurricane,
not an earthquake, moron.
Okay, whatever.
I like how everybody in the state of Texas hates Charles Barkley. Because I hate Texas.
The big old women in San Antonio.
Right, San Antonio, fat women, they hate him. Galveston, dirty water people, they hate him. You're my guy, Chuck. Don't ever change. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute holdup if you're on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Main Street to 33. And watch out for an accident that's on the left shoulder of westbound 70 at West Broad Street on the west side. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ohio State baseball all season long on The Fan 2. You can find the magical land of The Fan 2 by tuning into 1460 on your AM dial or clicking on The Fan's HD2 feed. Tyler Danberg thanks you. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
I've been playing sports.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. I got to go to jail for you.
Oh, you got a jail bird.
I got a jail
bird. Who's in jail for you?
I'm going to read this. Patrons of a South Columbus coffee shop were medically treated after being subjected to bear spray from a disgruntled customer. According to Columbus police, officers were called to the German Village coffee shop on Thurman Avenue.
I love that spot.
1:13 p.m. on Thursday, yesterday. Police spoke with multiple victims who reported that a woman sprayed them with bear spray. Witnesses told police that a customer was unhappy with not liking a sandwich she ordered.
What?
An argument reportedly ensued between the woman and employees before she left the restaurant. Then she came back with bear spray and began spraying everybody in the coffee shop.
Oh, my God.
The woman then drove away in a burgundy Ford Taurus, and they don't know who this person is.
Oh, no.
You go to jail forever.
That's a death sentence. Just because you don't like the sandwich, that place is good.
They got a 4.7 on Google.
Oh, it's a great, it's a charming little spot. We went there a long time ago and had their burgers.
I've
gone there for breakfast before.
I understand getting so upset that maybe you bear spray the employee, which I frown upon. I frown upon
right
that.
Right in the face.
But I can understand that to a point. But just the innocent people that are in there enjoying their day.
Just horrible.
1:13 on a Thursday, probably just having a little.
You have to go back to lunch. Work. Yeah,
right?
You're on your way back to the
they're
job.
Having a little, sandwich or burger, whatever they're having, and then all of a sudden, bear spray right in your face.
What's the difference between the bear spray, the mace, the pepper spray?
I don't think much.
What's the worst?
I don't think so. Maybe it's a different concentration level.
I would think the bear spray
highly
has to be far more potent.
I don't know,
because you're taking down a grizzly bear. You want some jails?
Yep.
All right, jail, my GCBs.
I love grass.
Our guy Scott says, jail for you, Timmy. My wife was watching a recent episode of NCIS Origins, and I was doing my own thing while listening in the background. There was a dog who had got shot in the episode that was in recovery, and the plot was themed around this. The unfortunate thing, other than the dog getting shot, who ultimately survived, that's good, was the dog's name. The dog's name was Gary. And of course, I had to hear that name repeated 100 times throughout the episode. Now I listen to the podcast daily, and I have for years. We thank you, Scotty. That's nice. So I'm well in the know on all the ins and outs that go on between you both in studio. Every time I hear the name Gary said in the episode, all I could think of immediately after each utter of the phrase was the way Timmy says, Gary Player. It got so bad that I even said that once out loud, and my wife looked at me, and of course she's confused and asking what's wrong. A lot is wrong with me, but in this case, Timmy Hall is to blame with his terrible voiceovers.
You know what? I'm not going to send you to jail for that.
Sentence accordingly. I do love the Collinsworth. The Collinsworth impersonation.
I'm not going to sentence you to jail on
his
that.
His favorite
instead,
one is Mel Gunner.
I'm going to sentence the writer for NCIS Origins. Who names a dog Gary?
It's a person's name.
What a stupid name for a dog.
It is a dumb name for a dog. Now, there are a lot of names that work for a dog and a person that are more like in that nickname realm, but that they just become your first name, like Buck.
My sister's dog name is Buck.
Buck is fine for a baseball playing dude.
That's fine.
Buck O'Neill.
Oh, Buck O'Neill, famous Negro League player.
Buck Compton from Band of Brothers. Like, he had some good Bucks out there.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
John Candy, one of my favorite John Candy movies. Fantastic.
Great movie.
I don't know if I like Great Outdoors better than Uncle Buck. Great Outdoors is one that we love. We reference the old 96, or whenever we have a 9-6 score in Pongy, we just say steak. Because it's an ode to the old 96er in the movie The Great Outdoors. And I contend.
You contend.
That I think all you kids out there are going to love it. So moms and dads, you can show that one to your, you know, kids that are 8 to 14. And they'll laugh their asses off at that one.
Great Outdoors or Uncle Buck. You can only watch one for the rest of your life.
I haven't watched them either of them very much, to be honest with you, but I would go Uncle Buck.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
I prefer that one over The Great Outdoors.
I'm fine with that. You have don't you have a young Macaulay Culkin?
Of course you do.
You have the young Macaulay Culkin in that movie. It's great. It's great.
Gabby Hoffman.
Is that Gabby Hoffman?
Yeah.
In that one?
Not Gabby Thomas, hot Olympian.
No.
I wish she was in that.
It's not Gabby Thomas at all.
Lori Metcalf as the horny neighbor.
What about Eric Metcalf?
He wasn't in it.
Punts and kicks.
But he was a hell of a special teams player back in the day.
Hell of a special.
Of course, Brian Mitchell and Eric Metcalf.
Amy Madigan from Field of Dreams.
Buck's girlfriend, Shanice.
Yep. It's good. It's a good pull.
Shanice for the tire company.
Shanice was getting sick and tired of Uncle Buck a bum.
Wouldn't you?
Yes. Show me that you want me. All right. I'm here. That's I've watched Great Outdoors far more. The fact that you have another A-lister like Aykroyd, I think pushes that one over the. Don't you? You've got two,
I don't know, man.
You've got two of the greatest like comedic actors.
I love Uncle
of
Buck.
An era. In the same movie, doing their thing together in the chemistry, Chet and Roman, Uncle Roman, and you have Annette Bening is the wife.
Uh-huh.
She's good. She's a great actress.
You know a movie I like her in?
American President.
That's right.
She's in American Beauty as well, possibly.
I didn't care
Kevin
for that.
Spacey flick.
I didn't like that one.
I like it. All right,
we got to go.
Hit the thing. We'll do another show.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We were talking about this for a while. Adam chimes in and says, my GCBs. And that includes Dane Sonsenbacher as well. Good. He was on the show earlier or late last week. It's Adam, your favorite courier from New Lexington. And Tuttle Mall needs to go to jail. Been trying to find a specific pair of old Jordans. So I stopped in and thought, what is this crap? Full stores with gates down at 2:30, all closed. It's a shame what's happening to our malls. I miss the good old days. But Tuttle, go to jail.
Why would you even go?
Yeah, Adam, Tuttle. I thought we've been very clear about that place
you
on this
don't
show.
Go in there.
Tuttle is
bad news.
Dead.
It'd mess you up.
All you can get is maybe a couple of candles, and they're not for sale in any of the stores. Just bums selling them in the middle of the atrium.
I think they even closed the Great American Cookie.
Is it really?
I think the cookie.
Is there anything in the food court?
I don't.
Can I get a teriyaki bowl?
Oh, no. Teriyaki
that's
bowl.
Too bad. That's made the mall.
We got to take over that whole operation.
We do. We could have a man in Timmy Land. Teddy just will be there all the time.
Sounds great to me.
Special guests come in like Sweet Brown and
Red Panda.
Red Panda spinning plates.
Sure.
Love it. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. There's also a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 70 on the west side from Wilson Road to 670. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch, and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.